It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click.
Hi guys, welcome to the Mindful Click podcast. I'm your host, Josephine Jaroge, and yet again, I've brought my bestie here.
Yay! Hi!
Karibu tena.
Thank you.
So today's episode, I thought of doing it a bit differently. Normally, Mas is used to me telling her about the topic before the recording. So anakuanga mejitayarisha vizuri, but leo I've decided to kind of hijack her. Right?
Now I'm scared.
She doesn't know what we're going to talk about. I am the only one who knows that, and I want to introduce that topic to her here so that we can get her honest opinion and for her to be able to tell us what she thinks and for me to be able to enjoy the reactions. Najua hamwezi ona facial expressions, but me may think nitacheka kwenye tu nani inakaa funny.
Now I'm scared.
Girl, don't worry. I got you. And I got you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, to my podcast, guys. Najua nika, it's a small community we're building, but please, your girl needs that support. It's a nice community, and you'll enjoy every single episode we bring out. I mean, yeah. You've already proven.
Subscribe by force.
Tutawalipa. Anywho, let's just get serious now. Yeah. So the topic for today is about, okay, there's this article I once read, and the article was talking about how if you want to know somebody, you go through their phone. If you really want to know somebody, ladies, if you want to know your man, if you want to know any particular man that you may be interested in, you go through his phone.
Oh my God, that's so true. Oh my God.
Expected her to disagree with me.
Oh my God.
But it's actually very interesting, and I for one also agree.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to know you, actually it's not even limited to somebody you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is, if you really want to know somebody without having to ask them directly, who are you? You know, let them give you their phone. There's a lot you can get from somebody's phone. Mm-hmm. There's a lot you can get from their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Mas, if I'm to get that phone. Yeah. We will know what you usually do on a day-to-day basis. We will know the kind of people you hang out with and the kind of ideologies you surround yourself with, the kind of beliefs you may uphold, you know? There's a lot you can get to know about somebody without even having to ask them who they are.
That's so true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot disagree, because now if you go to Google search, you'll see what they usually look for, the search history.
Yeah.
Then the people they talk to. Yeah, I do agree.
Have you ever checked an ex's phone?
At night when he was sleeping. I mean, who hasn't?
You wait until they clock out and you're like, huh, this motherfucker think I'm stupid. Let me check.
You go to this toilet, then you go with his phone. You're like, no, it's gonna put a light.
Inspector Gadget, ndio huyo, kazi nayo.
Oh my God. Yes, I have. Yeah. I have. It was the one.
Wait, what inclined you to check his phone?
I was actually idle. Okay, I have checked my two exes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The first one was terrible. I was idle. I was waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
He had gone somewhere and I was in the house alone.
Yeah.
Then I just wanted to check something. I said, you know what? Let me just check.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are being honest.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. Then I was like, ooh, honey.
Like, this is my partner. I have to check. Like, if you have nothing to hide from me, then you shouldn't be afraid.
Then he left it. Aliniachia. Uh-huh. Aliniachia simu. Me, I was like, okay, if somebody anakuachia, it means there's nothing.
Ako confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Something said, ikanituma WhatsApp. Huh? something, ikaniambia Masi, you know what, let's go check WhatsApp.
He didn't have a WhatsApp lock, because I know most people usually have WhatsApp. Me, I think that's one of the red flags. Whenever you're meeting a guy, no matter a guy or a woman, to me it's everyone. If you have a WhatsApp lock, that puts so many questions. Like, what are you hiding?
Oh my God, he did not. He so did you, not.
So you went to his WhatsApp?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So back then we were in school. And I said, you know what? Let me just check what he usually talks about with his friends. And trust me, I did not go kwa hao madimu waliko uko juu. I just went to somebody. He had saved uko chini. Yeah. As a man. That motherfucker. Ebu kwanza jigonge maliko.
Some men are just so dumb. Why would you save as a man? And then the conversation is completely
different. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Then I found some pictures they had taken with that chile, naked pictures, you know.
Oh,
so,
damn.
So the lady had sent him to remind him about the good times. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no.
Oh, my God. No. So this is somebody he has been involved with before.
Yes, like, no, when they were in school. You know how you tulikuwa tumejoin in campus?
Yeah.
Different campuses.
Mm-hmm.
So you think akakuta kadim.
Yeah.
That period.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started, I don't know, that stupid guy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. That gives me more reason to want to check a person's
phone. I know.
Mimi, I don't know why. I feel like with the many experiences people have had in their dating and relationship, they've had that fear of having to check a partner's phone. But baby, go check that person's phone. Don't be afraid. Yes. That is a rule. Like, nigga, I gotta know what you're doing in that phone.
Was he asleep?
Yes. let me tell you. By this I say anangorota wefanya hivi enda tu angalie kenye anafanya anafanyanga. But let me tell you guys, by the time I was checking, I'd never checked my ex's phone for at least the first 4 months that we dated.
Yeah.
The thing that made me want to check his phone was his behavior.
Oh, okay.
He was acting so funny, and he was always something told me to check his phone. That one particular time I was like, no, I trust this guy and all. Fuck that shit. Like, man, I should have checked earlier.
Oh, man.
I thought he was really being honest and truthful with me, and that's why I felt the need to trust him and not have to go to his phone to look for whether he's being real with me or not.
Mm-hmm.
But this one time, that voice was really loud. It was telling me, like, Josie, don't be stupid. Ili happen if it ulikuwa bash, watu walikuwa melala, simu yake alikuwa ameka alarm. Sasa kwetu kwa tumelala simu yake ndilikuwa hapo juu ya fridge. Na sisi vitu zetu zimekaribia fridge tukiwa tumelala. Sasa in the morning ika ring.